Linkin Park, Faint, it's Ask a Lawyer. Taz and Jim joined by Ian Snedden. Family law is his specialty, and we've got some right up your alley here, Ian. Let's go to Steve. You're on with Ian. What's your question?
My question is, so I'm divorced, and I'm with a new partner, and she's worried about my ex trying to go after her or add her to the child support payments. Well, what are like the loopholes that an ex could go for?
Is that possible?
So can an ex go after someone's new partner for child support payments on a child that's not theirs, basically?
Well, it wouldn't be a good claim because the new partner doesn't have any child support obligation for her children. So when you have a new partner, it could come into play with spousal support sometimes, because it might affect the need for spousal support. But with respect to child support, a new partner has no child support obligation.
So if you're paying spousal support and your ex marries someone rich, then you can go back and say, listen, she's married to Jeff Bezos now. Why am I paying her so much money every month?
That's an argument that could be raised, and the court would decide on, one, the need. So the need is gone, perhaps, if you marry Jeff Bezos for money, right?
You'd think,
right? I know he lost a little money in his own divorce, didn't he? But he's still okay. But there's also compensation, so compensatory support, where they say, well, yeah, that's true, but you're still married for many, many years, and should get money for that.
But this guy's new partner should be safe from the ex.
From the ex for child support, for sure.
Well, there's some good news for you, Steve. Let's go to Matt. What's your question for our lawyer, Matt?
Yeah, if you have joint custody of your children with your ex and your child decides to come live with you solely, how do you go about changing the custody arrangement?
So ideally you do that on consent and you sign a parenting agreement or a separation agreement. It's basically a contract with your ex. If there's not agreement, then you'd have to bring the matter before a court. And it's called a motion to change, is the document that you would file to show the court there's been a change in circumstances, and you'd be looking to change the residency of the child, and presumably it would affect child support.
It's also easier if the child's a little bit older. I mean, 18 is not an issue. They can go live with whoever they want at that point. But if the kid is able to speak for themselves and articulate why they're better off with dad as opposed to mom, that goes a long way, doesn't it?
It would. So one of the factors in testing the best interests of the child, which is the test, is the wishes and preferences of a child. Now, the wishes and preferences of a three-year-old child are hard to figure out, and their reasons may be, well, I get Count Chocula over at dad's house. That's where I want to go live.
You always get Count Chocula.
That's not going to be persuasive, but say a 15-year-old says, yeah, I want to live with dad, or I want to live with mom, and can say reasons, and the reasons are make sense, then yeah, There's not going to be a problem.
Good luck, Matt. And another custody question. This one's from Frank. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey there. With it coming towards an apprenticeship, when your child turns 18, if they're getting paid during that apprenticeship, does that stop your legal obligation for child support?
So if your child now has an income, does that affect your child support?
It would affect it. It wouldn't necessarily terminate it. So when a child turns 18 in Ontario, child support would end unless there's a disability or the child's in school, something like that, full-time education.
And does an apprenticeship count as school?
Well, it usually does. And so there would be child support payable, but it depends on how much the child is receiving from that apprenticeship. So if it's free, then obviously the child support obligation is going to continue if the child's getting paid a ton of money, then
six figures, and maybe you can talk to somebody.
Yeah, apply for a professional football team in the premiership or something.
An apprenticeship
with Manchester United. That may
with the Dodgers.
Yeah. That'd be all right.
My son is Shohei Ohtani. Thanks for the call, Frank. I hope that helps out. Ian, great to see you in the new year here.
Yeah, good to see you guys.
You're looking good. And if people want to reach out to you, they have some questions they want to ask off the radio, how do they find you?
Okay, so my new email is isnedden@bbo.on.ca.
All right, ask a lawyer. Thanks. You can get in touch with Ian, or you can wait until next time and ask on the Taz and Jim Show. We'll get back into the music with the Killers next. This is